have seen young black African Caribbean people mobilizing in the United States with the Black Lives Matter movement. And this movement has inspired thousands of young black people here in this country too. And quite rightly, we've still got a big problem with institutional racism. And also, black people are being hit hardest by austerity. So I'd like to give a warm welcome, and I'd like to ask you to please to give a warm welcome to a very inspiring young black woman, Shakira Martin, who is the NUS Vice President of Further Education.
Hello, my name's Shakira Martin, and I'm here standing in solidarity on behalf of the National Union of Students. As a young black woman, angry and fearful for the racist rhetoric of our government, worried about the lives of my people, my community, my family and friends across the world who are suffering and oppressed by the racist ideologies embedded institutionally in our society, where my brothers and sisters are being brutally murdered at the hands of the state, here in England, the United States, and across the world. And I'm extremely concerned of the level of the rise of hate crime post-Brexit. I stand here as a mother, a sister, a cousin, a daughter, petrified for the lives of my two black daughters, my brothers, my cousins, my dad here in England, and my family in the United States. Growing up and living in a society of inequality where racism still exists as much as when my grandma was alive. The only thing is that it's manifested differently in modern Britain. Knowing that my children are 75% less likely than their counterpart to get into a job in senior management because of their colour of their skin and their gender. Every day, I'm hoping to never be that parent whose child or children are victim of state and police brutality, or a parent or victim of knife and gun crime amongst our black young men because of the lack of opportunities given to our children to break the cycle of deprivation. I stand here today as a National Union of Students representative, fighting and working on behalf of 7 million students, as the Vice President of Further Education, representing 4.1 million students and 100,000 apprentices, many of them who are black and at risk on a daily basis of being murdered because of the racism and austerity agenda by this government, which is inflicting on our societies. The young man in Liverpool is a prime example a few days ago of how this injustice is taking place. I stand here in despair at the number of black lives brutally taken. I stand here in despair as I see mothers and families crying for their loved ones. I stand here in despair as I scroll down my social media and see videos of police killing my people for selling CDs outside the shop or for stretching into their pocket for their ID. I stand here in despair as I see children losing their fathers at the very hands of those who take oath to protect us as citizens. I stand here in despair as I see the levels of racism, Islamophobia and anti-Semitism within our society rise. And I stand here in despair, sickened and disgusted that we have a Tory government that uses racism as a tactic to divide and conquer. Yes. And I stand here as an activist, ready and willing to do whatever it takes to help build and lead a massive movement to oppose and fight against all forms of racism, wherever and whenever it manifests, working together with those groups facing racism and oppression in leading that fight. I stand here as a proud supporter of Jeremy Corbyn. Yeah! I love you, Jeremy! Leader of the Labour Party, a devoted MP that has dedicated decades in standing side by side, shoulder to shoulder, on the streets to fight against racism and austerity. But lastly, but not least, I stand here as a human being, whose eyes have been opened through being able to access education and to be able to notice and recognise the injustice and inequalities so deeply embedded in the society in which we live. I stand here as a human being, recognising I have a part to play. See, in tackling these issues for the future of my children, your children, and the next generation. And I realise that everything is interconnected, and it's everyone's responsibility to fight for a world free of racism and all forms of oppression and discrimination. I stand here as a black, strong, black, single mother from Broccoli, asking you to spread the message, to come and unite together and join the fight. But today I am hopeful. Hopeful because as I stand up here and see the number of people shouting loud that black lives matter, no to all forms of racist scapegoating, and that refugees and migrants are welcome here. Yes. But also I've got one final message I would like to give directly to this disgusting Tory government and those governments around the world who are bringing hatred amongst people to cover up their unlawful killings and racist ideologies. And that is, don't get comfortable, Theresa May. A general election is on its way. Black Lives Matter and our movement's here to stay. And we won't stop standing here and shouting until racism is eradicated away. Move!